Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Celentano, and in episode 7, we'll sit down with artist and fellow VCU student Serena Pearl. We'll discuss Serena's upbringing, her creative passions and interests, and the evolution of her process. In this episode, we'll get the answers to these questions and more straight from the horse's mouth, Serena Pearl herself. Episode 7, How Am I Not Myself?
So welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast. So what's your name and what do you like to do?
Hi, my name is Serena and I am an artist who likes to paint. I like to explore other mediums, like more than I used to. I used to kind of focus on 2D stuff, but I've been working with animation and projection mapping right now. So I've been into that stuff.
Where are you from and how has that affected what type of art you make?
I'm from Nova, which I feel like a lot of VCU students are from. Yeah. I feel like Nova hasn't particularly affected me too much, I'd say, in the arts at least, because it's kind of preppy there. My high school I went to wasn't really focused on the arts. It was more focused on, like, I don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of high-achieving kids, which I didn't really fit in with. But I'd say maybe it has influenced me a little bit in... I feel like growing up with a lot of people not in the arts, I kind of notice a lot.
What about your family? Are they, even come from an artistic family?
Yeah, my mom, she is a graphic designer, so I definitely got the arts from her. My dad is just a podiatrist, so. Yeah, I guess there's an art in, like, feet. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess there's an art in
What was one of the first things when you were younger that you made artistically where you were like, this is pretty good. I like this.
As a kid, I wouldn't say it was pretty good, but I was always really interested in self-portraits a lot. I used to draw kind of just portraiture in general. I think I used to be obsessed with drawing faces a lot. They weren't good. Like, looking back, I was like, something about the figure and drawing, I think, things that are slightly representational was like a big interest when I was younger. As I've gotten older, I've kind of been more interested in abstraction, still keeping the figure, but kind of making it more surreal and kind of distorted and stuff like that.
I mean, it seems interesting to kind of start with something like when you're 5, everybody starts off, and so you're sort of imagining yourself, and I guess maybe that bleeds into other ways of sort of self-analyzation. So do you have a strongest... suit when it comes to your artistic medium, something that's your most natural or best state?
I think the medium that I've been working the longest in has been painting and drawing in particular. I've always been more of a visual person. I'm kind of like horrible when it comes to words and stuff like that. So visual communication has always been really important to me because I think when I think it's all visual. So I've always been into like 2D imagery and stuff and just kind of finding a way to like place all the stuff that's in my head into like the world by like putting it in a format that like displays the images that I see. So I'd say painting and drawing has always been the most intuitive to me. But again, I think I've been exploring more with other mediums in college just because I think experimentation is good.
Perfectionism, it can be a major obstacle for any artist. In an industry full of arbitrary reasons why something doesn't meet or fit a certain standard, it's reassuring when you hear the insecurities of a great artist. It makes it seem even more possible you could succeed with the same imperfections. But if the greats never stop questioning themselves, then how is it going to get any easier for the rest of us?
So you feel more comfortable, you know, film and visual arts, 3D and all that type of stuff a little bit more than... things like music or audio or podcasting?
I'm horrible when it comes to like anything audio. Audio. I've tried to do some audio editing. My job we have to like kind of learn how to use that type of equipment and stuff like that, but it's not something that comes natural to me. And when it comes to like talking and writing, more like communication that comes with words, I've been trying to get good with that because I think it's important to have a skill in communications where it's visual but then also like verbal. But it's definitely something that doesn't come natural to me.
Yeah, the verbal and the writing thing, it's interesting. Like someone like Aaron Sorkin says that he hates the way he speaks. He hates listening to himself. Probably he's perfectionist, I'm sure. But, you know, because his dialogue, he has so much time to go back and rehash and reword. And sometimes I feel more comfortable personally, like when I'm on the phone or something, when I'm talking and I can sort of re-explain, or, you know, you can read off someone's voice and intonation and speech pattern and everything, what they're really trying to say. So it can be difficult sometimes. You leave a text out there and it's just there, and then it seems like it could just be interpreted any which way. Do you find it difficult to explain that your visual process or what you're doing to someone in general who understands what you're doing, or if someone who doesn't really have any interest in painting or whatever you're doing, whatever medium that is, do you find it to be difficult to put it into words, or how do you attempt to do that?
Yeah, I mean, art school is kind of all about like writing artist statements and being able to talk about our work. So I think I've been getting better at that skill, but it is very difficult, I think, because it's just, I think some people are gifted at both visual and like written communication or verbal communication and stuff like that. But typically, I think a lot of artists that I've met, they kind of share the same thing. The reason they got into art was because they didn't know how to communicate what they wanted with words. And it was much easier in pictures or visuals. And yeah, so I think I'm not alone in that. There are some people who are just like blessed with both abilities, but it's definitely something I think many of us have to work harder at.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. You said your mom was a graphic designer. Do you have any particular mentor or someone alive or dead that you look up to for inspiration?
That's a good question. There's a lot of like visual artists that I look up for inspiration. I'd say right now, gosh, there's so many. right now I've been really interested in kind of, it's not a particular like person, but I've been really interested in kind of looking at art that's related to like the figure, but it's kind of like uncanny, like the whole uncanny valley type of thing when you see an art where like things look so recognizable, but then there's also something like really off about them. And there's this artist called Ed Atkins who does these really kind of creepy 3D animations.
Yeah.
And I feel like my freshman year, I had to do a artist research project on him, and it kind of resembles the Uncanny Valley, where it's like things that look human, but they don't. There's something off about them, and it's kind of creepy in some sort of ways. I've been kind of exploring that a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's the time when you're sort of trying to find your own style. And
AI is definitely going to change people's creative practices, maybe for the better or maybe for the worse. But I think as long as you use it in a way where it's not copying other people's work or like plagiarizing.
Awesome. So exploring a little bit, branching out. It worked out, and ingredients worked out pretty well today. And thanks for coming on the podcast and talking with us.
Thank you so much.
We'll have episode 8 with Serena. Thanks for tuning in to the Bad Attitude Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bad Attitude Podcast with our guest, Serena Pearl. Created by me, your host, Danny Salentano, our editor, Brett Coleman, and our producer, Abby DeCandia, and is a segment of the Revoice Network. Please give us a review and download the show. And if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to check out more podcasts on the Revoice Network, Podline, and Common Talk. Our next episode, episode 8, is also available, where we continue our conversation with artist, painter, and designer Serena Pearl. You can listen to us and more only on the Revoice Network.